This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's official death toll in the coronavirus pandemic passed 100,000 Tuesday, a dreaded milestone reached as the government considers imposing hotel quarantines on international travelers to stop new virus variants from reaching the country. More from AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
The government says 100,162 people have died in the pandemic after testing positive for the virus, including 1,631 new deaths reported Tuesday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it's hard to compute the sorrow contained in that grim statistic. Britain is the fifth country in the world to record 100,000 virus-related deaths after the US, Brazil, India and Mexico, and by far the smallest. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Answering growing frustration over vaccine shortages, U.S. President Joe Biden announced Tuesday that the U.S. is ramping up deliveries to hard-pressed states over the next 3 weeks and expects to provide enough doses to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of the summer or early fall. Biden, calling the push a wartime effort, said the administration was working to buy an additional 100 million doses of each of the two approved coronavirus vaccines. The shortages have been so severe that some vaccination sites around the United States had to cancel tens of thousands of appointments with people seeking their first shot. President Biden's administration restoration of relations with the Palestinians and a renewal of the aid to Palestinian refugees. That announcement by acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills and a reversal of the Trump administration's cutoff to aid to the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has talked with his Russian counterpart for the first time since taking office, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
So what did he and Vladimir Putin discuss?
You.
The president joking with reporters not long after spokeswoman Jen Psaki said he'd raised several concerns with Putin.
Including the SolarWinds hack, reports of Russia placing bounties on United States soldiers in Afghanistan, interference in the 2020 election.
They also agreed to work fast on extending the last remaining U.S.-Russia control treaty before it expires next month. The new president wants to break from the warm rhetoric Donald Trump often showed Putin while also looking to keep diplomacy alive. He's not holding out hope for a reset, but rather a way of managing differences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Most Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted Tuesday against holding an impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump, signaling that he is likely having enough votes to secure an acquittal. The House of Representatives voted January 13th to impeach the president over the question of whether he incited insurrection in the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol building. The vote was 54 to 45 in favor of proceeding with a trial, but only five Republicans joined all 50 Democrats. A two-thirds vote of the Senate is required for conviction, meaning for at least 17 Republicans would have to side with the Democrats in order to convict Mr. Trump of incitement of insurrection. The trial starts in earnest February 9th, giving the former president time to assemble his legal team and the Senate time to vote on President Joe Biden's cabinet appointees. If Trump were to be convicted, a separate simple majority vote would bar him from ever holding public office again. Tens of thousands of farmers who stormed the historic Red Fort on India's Republic Day are again camped out outside the capital after the most volatile day of their two-month standoff left leaving one protester dead and more than 80 police officers injured. A top ally of Alexei Navalny is vowing to keep up the fight to free the jailed Russian opposition leader and his battle to influence this year's parliamentary election, despite a government crackdown on nationwide protest. The above Sobol has said Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and his team's regional offices will continue to operate even amid the arrest of the followers and allies and the opening of a criminal investigation against them. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.